Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. It's August. It's the middle of summer. The kids have broken up from school. We're into the summer holidays. And that means it's time for Christmas. Which is bizarre. It gets me every single year how summer hits and it's time to prep for Christmas. I mean, Christmas is the biggest selling season in the Western Hemisphere, bar none. The majority of businesses make a significant portion of their profits for the entire year off the back of Christmas. And these days, the marketing campaigns that companies, you know, do for Christmas, they start as soon as the kids go back to school in September. They start that soon. Which means that you're going to be promoting for Christmas for 3.5 months. It's a long time to be marketing the same products over and over again. And it's stressful because we know people are looking to buy things over this time. You know, and people are buying things for the whole time. You get people who plan early and spread out their buying. You get people who leave it too late and buy everything last minute. And then you get people who, you know, hit the shops come 1st November and just buy everything in one go. You've got to be there for all of them. You've got to be there for the early shoppers, the ones who spread everything out, the late shoppers, and the ones who just buy everything in one day. Because just because you are ready to sell, it doesn't mean that your customers are ready to buy. So you have to keep reminding people that you and your crochet exists and that you have things for them they can buy for their loved ones for Christmas. And of course, they're not just buying for the loved ones. They might be treating themselves. They might be buying their own Christmas presents. I have to confess, it would be a lot easier with your other half who doesn't have a clue about crochet. But, you know, people shop for themselves. Or people go window shopping for themselves and tell their loved ones, buy me this. So not only are you telling people what they want, you are telling people what their loved ones want, and you have to get those messages across for Christmas. So what should you be doing come August? Well, you need to start prepping. And the number one thing to do is choose what you're going to be promoting. What is your product line going to be? And it doesn't all have to be Christmas themed. You know, general gifts that you would buy any other time of the year are perfectly acceptable as well. Not everything that you have available to sell for Christmas has to be Christmas themed. You have to decide how you're going to sell. Are you going to be taking custom orders? Are you only going to have limited stock in that you make everything by a certain date and say, this is what I have, I'm making nothing else? Or are you going to have order slots and know how many slots you have available to fill? You have to decide all of this. And then you decide if you're offering color options, if you're offering personalization, if you're offering sets, if you're going to be offering discounts, if people buy a certain number of things. There's a lot to decide. But all these decisions have to be made because your Christmas prep cannot go any further until you make these decisions. And it's not easy. Making these early decisions is the hardest part of the prep. Everything else you can kind of, comes more naturally. It comes as order. You get it. You just follow a process. But making these initial decisions is what the success of your entire Christmas campaign is going to hinge on. which means that we can start second guessing ourselves. We can start maybe overwhelming ourselves. We can create an awful lot of extra work for ourselves at this point. You may think that the more products you have available, the more crochet, different types of crochet you can have to sell is going to be the best thing. Actually, the opposite is true. In some sizes, it's easier to sell a smaller selection than a larger one. It's easy to go overboard without thinking about how much work it will take later on. But less is more. Sometimes less really is more. And of course, you've got to stick within your niche. Because the audience you already have are the ones who are more likely to buy from you. So they need to be given the choice of crochet that suits them already. Don't try and go offering something that's completely off the reservation. Because it probably won't sell. And you have to have all these decisions made by September so that you can begin promotion and telling people what your plans are by mid-September. And that's when it really all kicks off, and you have to have enough prepped, enough knowledge of what you're going to offer to start taking advantage of those early shoppers. Now, in my Hooked on Success podcast membership, I have a 3-day challenge to help you get prepped for Christmas so that it's profitable and stress, well, less stress. It's not going to be stress-free. Christmas never is, but we can make it less stressful. And that is going on right now. You can access the challenge when you join the membership. And this will help you make your Christmas as profitable as possible. You can join us now at crochetbusinessschool.com/success. And that challenge is available in the exclusive and VIP tiers. And with the VIP tier, you also get access to our Facebook group, where there is a workbook to help you, and you get to ask all the questions you need as well. That is available now, so click the link beneath this video or go to that link, crochetbusinessschool.com/success, and join us there. But the whole point of prepping for Christmas and doing as much as possible in advance, taking these decisions in advance, is to make it less stressful. Because, you know, you've got to do your own thing. You've got your own life. You need to do your own Christmas shopping. You need to do all your personal stuff. You know, you want to spend time with your family. You need to know when your cutoff date is, so when last orders go out. And of course, you need time for your crochet. You need time to make orders. You need time to package things up and send them out. You need time to, interact with your audience and answer all those comments on social media, answer customer queries coming in. And the only way to make that time is by being organized and prepping your Christmas promotion in advance. Having that preparation done means that you can chill a little bit, but you get more organized. Organization, generally speaking, means more profits because it means that you have your social media planned and you are posting consistently with all the information that customers need to feel comfortable buying from you. It means you know what your promotions are. So if you have special offers like buy 5 Christmas ornaments, get 20% off, whatever it is, you know what they are, so you can create graphics and take all the pictures you need to promote them. You know when you're closing for Christmas. You know how much stock you have available if you're making it in advance. You've got all your colour options set. You've got all your bundles set. You can write all your newsletters in advance and schedule those so that, you know, you can keep promoting yourself consistently to people who have already said they want to know what you have to offer. By being prepared, and creating as many of your photos or videos that you need in advance, you're making life easier for yourself. You can schedule your social media posts all the way through Christmas, so you never have to worry about what you're posting on social media today. You've already got it planned. And really the biggest part of getting ready for Christmas is making those decisions at the beginning about what products you're going to offer. We'll see, what do you need to sell these things? What information are your customers going to need in order to make that buying decision? By having everything prepped and ready, you are removing difficult decisions. You can chill knowing that is all the decisions are made and ready, and you have your answers and you know what you're promoting. It makes life easier. It makes Christmas far less stressful if you have all the answers ready to go. So you're not scrambling in October to put a Christmas campaign together when you've got nothing prepared. That's stress. You've already missed out on the early buyers by October. Some people think they can leave their Christmas promotion till after Halloween. Halloween kind of gets, a bit lost in Christmas promotion these days. So unless you are making the most out of Halloween itself, you kind of just have to let it pass you by. Here in the UK, Halloween isn't that big of a deal. We don't go all out like it's more popular in the US. But unless your niche is geared towards Halloween, then you need to promote Christmas before that. Early shoppers are out in September. If you wait until after Halloween, on the 1st of November, you have lost a lot of sales for Christmas by that point. And of course, other businesses have been marketing for Christmas for 2 months by the 1st of November. They are already in people's minds. Because although they may not be buying yet, they are preparing. They have been, you know, bombarded with ad campaigns already. So they already have an idea of what they want to buy for Christmas. So if you wait too late, it's too late to get into people's minds because they've already seen what's available and have already, you know, maybe it's subconscious, but they've already started going, I want to get that, 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 and that. And if you'd not be promoting, you're losing out on that. If you don't have everything prepped by the beginning of September, you are going to lose sales. Your Christmas season will not be nearly as profitable if you wait. And you don't have to worry about being salesy. You're a business. People expect you to sell. In fact, if you leave it too late, you'll probably get people messaging you asking, what are your Christmas deals? I haven't seen any. Did I miss something? Do not assume that your time scale is the same as your audience. It isn't. People work on different time scales. People like to shop in different ways. But what they all need is the information. No one can buy from you without information. The truth is that you can never prep too soon for Christmas because it is that big of a deal. So if you want to take advantage of the Christmas sales and have those profits flowing in, you have got to get yourself ready. You have got to put that work in and make those decisions early. The earlier the better, because some things need time. If you're using Pinterest, if Pinterest is one of your big sales strategies, you've got to get pinning now. It takes months for pins to really get traction on Pinterest. If you are blogging, you've got to get your blogs out quick because it takes time for them to work their way through the system and for the search engines to see them and start delivering them into search results. You've got to get them out. Social media, you can plan in advance. your emails, you can plan in advance. You can plan everything in advance these days. You don't have to leave it till on the day to decide what to post. You don't have to leave it until 2 weeks before to decide, you know, what are you going to be talking about? You can do all months in advance. And the sooner you do it, the easier it will make your life and the more profits that you will bring in. So if you want to learn more about it, the three stages of the Christmas prep, then come and join the challenge in the Hooked on Success podcast membership at crochetbusinessschool.com/success. It's available in both the exclusive and the VIP tiers. Otherwise, get that prep done. And I look forward to hearing how your Christmas goes.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/the WIP Club.